and welcome to this podcast from The Devil in the Detail. I'm Rob Parkinson, and I'm here talking all things Salford Devils. We'll start with Whitesides World Rugby. Paul will now talk us through what's happening in the World of Rugby League.
Right, well, here is this week's Devil in the Detail amateur report, of course, the World of Rugby League. We'll start off this week with the National Conference Leagues. Rochdale Mayfield in the Premier Division had a really good start to the season, Mayfield, and they held Hunslet, the all-conquering Hunslet side, to a 24-24 draw. Rochdale Mayfield was 16-6 down at the break, but fought back in the second half, and they've now made it 3 wins, 2 draws and 1 defeat from their opening 6 games, and it takes them to joint second in the table. Hunslet stay top. They've won 4 and drawn 2 so far this season, so a very, very tight Premier Division it is in the Conference Leagues. Moving on to Division 1, Waterhead Warriors, another good win. They beat Hull Dockers by 42-6. Saddleworth Rangers against Thornhill Trojans in Division 2 was postponed for a waterlogged pitch, but Oldham St Anne's were narrowly beaten at Normanton Knights. They led 16-6 at the break. The Knights came back in the second half to win that one, 18-16. The fixtures for this week, Saturday the 20th of April, Rochdale Mayfield are at home to Egremont Rangers. Alton Raiders face Waterhead Warriors in Division 1, and there's 2 games in Division 2 between Barrow Island and Saddleworth Rangers, and Oldham St Anne's are at home to Mighton Warriors. Well, there's one fixture in College Rugby League this week. It's going to be played on Wednesday the 17th of April, so by the time you hear this, this probably has taken place. It's between Warrington Wolves A and the Salford Red Devils A. That's in the North West Division. Moving on to French Rugby League, some results from last weekend in the Elite League 1. Carcassonne 50, Villeneuve 28, Saint-Estève 25, Lezignan 24, Pierre 20, Albi 12, Saint-Gaudens 28, Avignon 39, and Toulouse Olympique 14, Limoux 54. So Carcassonne stay top. They've won 16 from 18 games, followed by Albi with 3 points behind with 15 from 18. There's a 10-point gap then to Limoux and Pierre. The playoffs this week, fixtures, Limoux have got Saint-Estève. That game's going to be played on the 4th to 5th of May, so it's not this week, it's in a couple of weeks, that one. So the reserve results and fixtures, so some fixtures in the reserves for Saturday. Huddersfield have got Wakefield, Hull KR have got Leeds, London Broncos Bradford, St Helens against Hull, Warrington Wolves against Lee, and Wigan against Castleford Tigers. Some results from the Academy, Thursday the 11th of April, these are late results actually. Hull KR 28, Bradford 14, Leeds 18, Wigan 34, Wakefield 4, Castleford 34, Warrington 12, St Helens 26, and there's one result from last Sunday, that was Huddersfield 24, Hull 42. Scholarship fixtures this Wednesday, Castleford Tigers have got St Helens, Hull FC against Bradford, Hull KR Warrington Wolves, Leeds Rhinos against Wakefield Trinity, and Wigan against Huddersfield. In the women's RFL, the championship, Lee Leopards beat Sheffield 42-14 on Sunday, Dewsbury Moor 16, Hull KR 24, Alton Redettes 30, Stanley 12, Salford Red Devils ladies beat Bradford Bulls by 44-4, Rob will be telling us all about that on the podcast. In League 1, Fryston Warriors against Swinton Lionesses, there was no result. Widnes 16, Hull FC 36, Lee Minor Rangers 12, Illingworth 50, and Thatto Heath Crusaders 102, Wakefield 0. The fixtures for this Sunday, the 21st of April, in the Championship, Hull KR are at home to Castleford, Lee Leopards face Dewsbury Moor, Sheffield Eagles play Bradford Bulls, Stanley are at home to Salford Red Devils, and in League 1, Illingworth entertain Hull FC, Lee Minor Rangers have got Thatto Heath Crusaders, Swinton Lionesses are home to Wakefield, and Widnes Vikings are playing Fryston Warriors. The North West Men's League, there's only a couple of results from last weekend. In Division 1, West Horton Lions beat Wigan St Cuthbert's 24-20, and there was one fixture involving Cadiz Head in Division 3, Wigan St Jude 66, Cadiz Head 12. The fixtures for this Saturday in Division 1, Salford City Roosters are at home to Hindley, West Horton Lions are at home to Dalton. Division 2, Ashton Bears A face Rochdale Mayfield A, Waterhead Warriors A are at home to Lee Minor Rangers A. In Division 3, Bankie Bulls are at home to Higginshaw, Cadiz Head Rhinos are back at home against Lee East A, and finally in Division 4, Colchester Eagles have got West Horton Lions A, and Langworthy Reds are at home to Oral St James A. But moving on to the North West Youth League, these are the results from last weekend. In the under-18s Division 1, Hindley Stag 24, Saddleworth 28, Salford City Roosters 28, Oral St James 12, Division 2 Pilkington Rex 30, West Horton Lions 18, in the under 16s Division 1 Newton Storm 12, Oldham St Anne's 32, under 15s Division 1 Crossfields Cobras 32, Oldham St Anne's Blacks 18, Division 2 of the under 15s Lee Minor Rangers Golds 28, Waterhead Warriors 8, There was also a result there. Saddleworth Rangers 32, Folly Lane 14, and Thatto Heath Shields 20, Rochdale Mayfield 28. In Division 4 of the under 15s, Langworthy Reds 12, Widnes Moorfield Tigers 30. In the under 14s, Division 2, Crossfield Cobras 0, Rochdale Mayfield 36, Oldham St Anne's 14, Coulterth Eagles 18. Salford City Roos had a good win though. They beat Burton Wood Bulldogs 24-4, West Horton Lions 6, Wigan St Jude's 18. In Division 3, Hindley Stags 18, West Horton Lions 26, Waterhead Warriors 30, Wigan St Patrick's 16. In the under 13s, Division 2, Langworthy Reds 16, Ince Rosebridge 18, Saddleworth Rangers 6, Crossfields 12. And in Division 4 of the under-13s, Folly Lane beat Cadishead Rhinos by 44 points to 18. Oldham St Anne's Golds 8, Saddleworth Rangers Raiders 30. The fixtures for this Sunday, the 21st of April, is Cup action this week. Under-18s, Lee Miners face Rochdale Mayfield in the Lancashire Cup. West Horton Lions have got Thatto Heath Crusaders. Newton Storm are at home to Salford City Roosters. Folly Lane have got Ashton Bears A or Wigan St Jude's. Shevington Sharks or Roos Pioneers will play Waterhead or Widnes St Mary's. West Bank have got Hindley as well, so there's a few games I've been being played midweek this week. Under 16s, Lancashire Cup, Oldham St Anne's have got Blackbrook Royals, Wolston Rovers Greens face Folly Lane. In the North West Youth Cup under 16s, it's Newton Storm against Rochdale Mayfield. In the under 15s, Lancashire Cup, Crossfields Cobras have got Waterhead Warriors. Folly Lane are at home to Wolston Rovers Greens. Oldham St Anne's Blacks face Salford City Roosters. Saddleworth Rangers are at home to Halton Farm with Hornets. In the under 14s, Lancashire Cup, Halton Farm with Hornets have got Rochdale Mayfield. Salford City Roosters are at home to Saddleworth Rangers. In the North West Shield under 14s, Oldham St Anne's are home to Hindley Stags. Waterhead Warriors face Clockface Miners. West Horton Lions Blues have got Lee Miner Rangers Golds. Wigan St Patrick's at home to West Horton Lions Yellows. Finally, in the under 13s, Lancashire Cup, Saddleworth Rangers Saddleworth Rangers Rhinos face Oral St James. Waterhead Warriors have got Shevington Sharks. In the under 13 Shield, it's Saddleworth Rangers Raiders against Thatto Heath Crusaders. And there's two fixtures finally in Division 4 of the under 13s. Cadishead Rhinos have got Oldham St Anne's Golds. And Limehurst Lions are at home to Folly Lane. Well, let's have a look at the NRL. It was round 6 at the weekend just gone. Some big scores, some big crowds as well. Brisbane Broncos beat the Dolphins 28 points to 14 in front of 46,000. They're a fantastic crowd there. Good game, that one as well. Canberra Raiders 21, Gold Coast Titans 20, Melbourne Storm 16, Canterbury Bulldogs 14, New Zealand Warriors 22, Manly Seagulls 22, Newcastle Knights 20, Sydney Roosters 22, Parramatta Eels 27, North Queensland Cowboys 20, South Sydney Rabbitohs 22, Cronulla Sharks 34, and West Tigers 12, St George Illawarra 24. Some cracking games there, some real tight ones as well. The fixtures for this week: the Sky televised game on Thursday is Sydney Roosters against Melbourne Storm. That kicks off at 10:50. There's two games on Friday: St George Illawarra against New Zealand and New Zealand Warriors, and Parramatta Eels against the Dolphins. On Saturday, Penrith play West Tigers at 6 o'clock. There's two televised games. Then Gold Coast Titans face Manly Seagulls at 8:30 on Sky, and Brisbane Broncos face Canberra Raiders on Sky at 10:35. On Sunday, two fixtures: Canterbury Bulldogs against Newcastle Knights at 5 a.m. and at 7:05, Cronulla Sharks face North Queensland Cowboys. So the table: there's four sides who've won four games so far. Cronulla have made it 4 wins from 5. They're top. Melbourne Storm, 4 wins from 5, are second. Canberra Raiders have won 4 from 6. Then it's North Queensland Cowboys who've won 4 from 6, followed by the Dolphins, Penrith, New Zealand Warriors and Manly, who make up the playoff places. Gold Coast Titans are the only side not to win. They've played 5, lost 5. But South Sydney Rabbitohs are bottom. They've won 1 from 6, but have got an inferior points difference. The Challenge Cup quarterfinals: Casford Tigers 6, Wigan Warriors 60. Catalan Dragons 6, Huddersfield Giants 34. That was the Saturday game. Great win for Huddersfield over in the south of France. Hull KR also on Saturday, they beat Lee Leopards 26 points to 14. And a big result for Warrington: they went away from home and beat St Helens by 31 points to 8. So the semi-final draw, if my memory serves me right, yeah, it's Hull KR against Wigan Warriors, and Warrington Wolves entertain Huddersfield. And I think those games, one of those games is at Doncaster's ground. I'm not too sure where the other one is. It's just been announced today. But yeah, should be two cracking semi-final games there. Looking at domestic rugby league, well, we'll stay with the Challenge Cup, actually. It was the ladies' quarter-finals at the weekend. Leeds Rhinos 70, Warrington Wolves 10, St Helens 74, Huddersfield 0, Wigan 44, Cardiff Demons 4, and York 70, Featherstone 0. In Betfred League 1, Keighley Cougars 22, North Wales Crusaders 6, Midlands Hurricanes 26, Hunslet 30, Oldham 46, Cornwall 10, and Rochdale Hornets beat Newcastle Thunder by 68 points to 4. The fixtures for this week, they're all played on Sunday. Cornwall have got Midlands at 3 o'clock, Hunslet Workington's at 3 o'clock, Newcastle Thunder Keighley's at 3 o'clock, and North Wales Crusaders kick off slightly early at half past 2 against Rochdale Hornets. Oldham, top of the shop, they've won 4 from 4, followed by Keighley on points difference, who've also won 4 from 4. North Wales Crusaders, Hunslet, Rochdale Hornets and Workington make up the playoff places. Newcastle Thunder and Cornwall are still yet to win. In round 4 of the Betfred Championships, cracking games here as well, Barrow 27, Dewsbury 20, Bradford Bulls 19, Toulouse Olympic 12, Doncaster 4, Featherstone 46, Swinton 4, Sheffield Eagles 22, Whitehaven 12, Batley 25, Widnes Vikings 40, Halifax Panthers 14. Widnes come back in that second half. They were losing 14 points to 4 at the break. Really stormed back in the sort of the last half an hour of that game, scoring some good tries as well. York Knights 6, Wakefield Trinity 50. The fixtures for this week start on Saturday. Toulouse Olympic face Whitehaven at 6 o'clock Saturday evening. The rest of the games are all 3 o'clock Sunday. It's Barrow Raiders against Doncaster, Batley Bulldogs against Wakefield Trinity, Featherstone against Widnes, Halifax against Sheffield, Swinton against Dewsbury, and York entertain Bradford Bulls. Well, finally, the Super League fixtures for this weekend, the Men's Super League. It gets underway, the action, on Friday night. Don't forget, all the games are on the telly. Leeds have got Huddersfield at 8 o'clock. Saints face Hull at 8 o'clock, along with Wigan against Castleford as well. On Saturday, at 5:30, Catalans have got Hull KR. At 3 o'clock, London Broncos against Salford, and Warrington Wolves also play Lee. That's at 3 o'clock as well. So the top six at the moment, Catalans are top. They've got 12 points, 6 wins from 7. Then it's Warrington, Wigan, Hull KR and Saints have all got 10 points. Huddersfield are in at 6 on 8 points, followed by Salford and Leeds, who've just got an inferior points difference. And there's a 6-point gap then to Leeds, Castleford and Hull. London Broncos played 7, lost 7 there on 0 points. But a big game for Salford this weekend. We don't want to be the first team to go there and get beat. So a massive game there for Salford. Got a 26-point start on the Cooper as well, London Broncos. So Salford definitely the favourites for that. We'll be telling you that, all about that on the podcast. That's all I've got for you. Take care this week. Safe travels down to London. I'll see you down there. Have a good week.
So that was Whiteside's World of Rugby, and now we'll look nearer to home as Paul Parkin predicts what's happening this week's round of Super League matches.
Evening, everybody. It's time for this week's Go and Have a Stab at It. I'm going to try and predict the outcomes of this week's Super League games. See how we get on. There's some interesting tussles again this week. So it's been pretty tough. I've changed my mind 2 or 3 times on a couple of them. And before I carry on, sorry if I sound a little bit different today. I'm suffering a little bit with a bit of a cold, so I'm sure I'll be fine. But if I start breaking down coughing halfway through, you know why. Right, to kick us off, we're off to Headingley. And one of those ones that we're talking about, those tough games to choose between Leeds and Huddersfield. Two teams on sort of different paths at the moment. Leeds seem to be struggling a little bit. They seem losing players and losing games, more importantly. Whereas Huddersfield have picked up some big wins recently, and no more that huge win over in Catalan last week in the Cup, which I'm sure surprised all of us. I didn't see that coming. It's tough enough to go to Catalan and win, never mind the scoreline they did. So, you know, fair play. They're a very sort of methodical team, Huddersfield, aren't they? They're very practical. They just sort of play the territory and try and just win the battle rather than use flair or anything like that. As I say, I think Leeds are going slightly the other way. And I thought, well, it's at Headingley, Leeds. You know, they're always tough at home, but I've decided to go against them. I very rarely do at home, but I'm going to go with Leeds 14, Huddersfield 18. Moving on, again, well, two teams who've not had a great week, really, but I think there's only one. There can only be one outcome here. We've got Saints and Hull FC, and Saints, you know, obviously got a disappointment of getting knocked out at the Cup. Bit of a, you know, a letdown, really, weren't they, in the Cup game at home against Warrington, a team that they generally beat. And this week didn't just get beat by them. They actually got a bit of a thumping. So they'll want to bounce back. They didn't perform. I don't think it's the same threatening Saints side it has been over the last sort of 20 odd years, really. But they're still very good. They've still got some real, real good players. I think they'll bounce back this week. Hull FC let players go, coach is gone. They're bringing in some decisions onto the, you know, to a board level, which have got everybody scratching their head. Bit of a strange club at the moment. I don't know what direction they're heading in. But yeah, so I don't see anything down for Hull. I'm going to go Saints 42, Hull 6. Moving on to the next game, it's a rerun of last week's cup game, Wigan and Cass. Well, this time only the other way around. It's at Wigan, which makes it even more daunting for Cass, who got an absolute thumping at home last week. But the week before, obviously, they had a bit of a confidence booster against us. They, you know, they did a number on us. We didn't perhaps perform as we should, but fair play to Cass, a team struggling without a win. You know, they came back a couple of times against us, so they've shown they've got spirit, but they haven't got enough for Wigan. Not at all. They got 60 upon them at home last week, so, I mean, you do worry a little bit. I think they'll have a bit more, maybe, about them this week, but they're not getting near Wigan, are they? I think Wigan are a team on a mission as well. You know, they're through to the Cup semi, and I think they're going to go for everything this year. They've already won the World Club Challenge, so I'm going to go for a convincing win. Wigan 58, Cass 10. I'll skip our game. We'll come back to that. Next one's another fairly interesting one, really, but one that I can easily pick a winner. I think it's Warrington and Lee. Bit of a local derby in some ways. But again, Lee really struggling at the moment, aren't they? They've got a lot of injuries. They're struggling to pick up wins. They got beat at OKR last week in the cup. They're nowhere near quite where they were last year. I'm sure they'll bounce back. They've still got some good, really, really good players in there and hard working. But I just don't see anything down from at Warrington, who will be absolutely bouncing after beating Saints last week, going to the semi, where you'd think they'd start favourites against Huddersfield. So probably looking at, you know, booking a seat for Wembley now. I think Warrington looked really good last week. If they play like that again, they'll have a fairly comfortable evening, I think. So I'm going to go with Warrington 36, Lee 10. And then, again, another big game, really, in many ways. Over in the south of France, Catalans, who need to bounce back after that bit of a shock defeat in the Cup last week, taking on Hull KR, who made the semi-final for the second year running. Two different weekends they both had. Very different circumstances, different teams as well. So, bit of a strange one that last week for Catalan. I don't see them having another blip. I think they'll regroup and come back. It'll be tough for them for long periods, but I think being at home in front of their own fans will help. I'm sure the Rovers fans will travel in big numbers, as they do, and make plenty of noise, but I don't think they'll quite have enough for Catalan. I think Catalan are going to bounce back in some style this week. I'm going the Dragons 28, Hull KR 8. Moving on to our game down in the capital. Long way to travel, so I don't know what our plans are. Hopefully we're not going down on the day, because there'll be people going down for the London Marathon, the FA Cup semi-finals, and the usual sort of London tourist traffic. So hopefully we'll go down, stay over the night before, get comfortable. But either way, I've watched London a few times this year, and they seem to get better every week. They're nowhere near, you know, the standard of most Super League teams, but they're full of endeavour and hard work, and you know, they've got a bit of craft about them, and they pushed Huddersfield a couple of weeks ago, and with a bit more luck and composure, they might have got something out of the game. But I think we'll have too much for them. We need to bounce back. We had an awful result at Cass. I think we all, in the back of our minds, saw it coming. You know, I think it's one of them. Cass haven't won a game. Who are they going to beat? You know, and we usually think us. So I think we'll go down there, but I think it'll be tough. I think London will make it difficult for us, and I don't think we're going to have it all our own way. And there'll be periods where we'll really have to tough the game out, but I think we'll come through it in the end. I'm going to go London 10, Salford 28. And that's it for this week. So speak to you all soon.
So, final part of this pop-up podcast, I spoke to assistant coach Christian Inu, head of Salford's trip to London on Saturday, and this is what he said.
Coach's Corner.
Hi, Chris, Nan, you okay?
Yeah, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Obviously, defeat against Castleford last game was disappointing. Obviously, we went into a break, didn't we, at that point. How is it different, the break as a coach to a player for yourself?
Good question. As a player, you always want to just, you look for the next cheapest flight, you just want to get out of here. And sort of, as a coach, you still got to prepare for the next game. So you sort of just, you're always on the laptop preparing for the next game. So for us to not have a game sort of was a bit of a breath of fresh air, knowing that I didn't have to do any videos straight away. So like sort of just sat back and closed the laptop for a few days, which was good. So yeah, like you said, it's a lot different, but they're things that I'm still learning as well. So yeah,
London away is a long journey. Does that affect preparations? Do you prepare any differently
for the boys? It don't bother us. We're not the ones out on the pitch, so for the boys, they're all professionals. They prepare well every game, and we expect them to be ready when it's time to go. We expect them to be ready if we drove 5 hours and played on the day. So we'll be going down the day before, and it'll be a big weekend. It'll be a long drive, definitely. Obviously, I've got the marathon and the FA Cup final semis down there at the same time. So, yeah, for like you said, it's just going to be a long drive. Boys will deal with it.
Bit two big events going on in London, but they're all coming to see us, Chris Nan. That's what's happening.
They're coming with the entree before the main meal. So
exactly. As often we're looked at as the underdogs in contests. We're the favourites this time around. Does that change anything going forward to the match, do you think, in preparation?
Nah, I don't think. We don't feed that wolf. We sort of tell our boys, you need to prepare as well as you can. Every game is a big game for us. And going off our last performance, they know they've got to pick up their act and perform a lot better, especially from our expectations as coaches, because we know what they can do and we know what they're capable of. So for the underdog tag, we don't really take that too much into it. So, yeah.
Obviously, Sam Stone and David Nofaluma not in the squad, but opportunity for people to come in and stake a claim for their shirts.
Yeah, well, it's never our jersey. Like we say at the start of every year, you're just looking after that jersey. You represent that jersey and as best as you can until the next person comes in. Those boys that will be coming in, they'll do their job and make sure they represent their name, their families and the club as best they can as well and perform to the best of their ability.
Yeah, we're currently in a three-way battle with Leeds and Huddersfield for the sixth spot. Exciting challenge against two good clubs.
Yeah, I think we're challenging for everything. So whether it's them three or the other five on top, like any team in the Super League, you want to win every game, you want to win everything. So we're not competing against those two this week. We're competing against London, and that's our main focus.
Yeah, final one for me. London away will be a challenge, but an opportunity to get our playoff dash back on track.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said previously, it's not going to be a walk in the park. We're going to fight for every 2 points every week. So this week's battle is against London, and I expect nothing but a battle, like we said. And we know what they bring to the table as much as we know what we need to bring to the table. So, yeah.
Brilliant, Chris Nan. Two things before I go. The Salford squad have been announced for the trip to London on Saturday. Gil Dudson is back in contention after recovering from a calf problem. Kai Morgan returns from his loan spell at Rochdale Hornets. However, Sam Stone and David Nofaluma are unavailable for the contest against London. And also, our wheelchair team will play Warrington Wolves at the Cardian Newman High School in Warrington on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 7:30 kickoff. Postcode for that is WA41RX. So big thanks for joining us on this pop-up podcast, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Devils chat on Your Devil in the Detail.